Interest rates for some federal Stafford loans jumped from 3.4% to 6.8% Monday as Congress let expire subsidies that cut costs for students that demonstrate a financial need. At the UALR campus, some students like H.L. Moody expressed frustration about both congressional inaction and the pile of debt he's accumulated as a part-time student over the past 10 years.
I could have had, I guess, a really expensive luxury car, I guess, you know? I mean, like, I think about the things that I could have bought with that money.
Others like John Fitzhugh offered a theory behind Congress letting slide the rate increase.
I think they're hemorrhaging money and they're just trying to find a way to get it back.
But Tammy Harrison at the Office of Admissions and Financial Aid is hopeful the rates, which affect only those applying for aid starting in the fall, could go lower once again.
Last year, we found ourselves in a similar situation at the end of June with the interest rate scheduled to double. Maybe something as they come back into session, they could possibly come back to the table.
But she says students must responsibly assess both their financial need and their obligation to pay off debt with full interest.
And if that obligation is not met, wages can be garnished, tax refunds can be taken to offset that debt that's owed to the federal government.
Harrison says fresh graduates nationwide accumulate an average of $27,000 of student loan debt, and she insists that a decrease in the Stafford rate would help many students from low-income families who are still uncertain about their financial future. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.